This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Dean, Vic and Em, our new Thursday drive team,
yeah.
Bringing the laughs. And today I've decided to cram in community for the two of you.
Yep.
To absolutely load it in, and no stranger to our show and many voices on Joy, or shows on Joy, would be the lovely Jason from Better Together. Hello, Jason. How are you?
Hello, Dean. Hello, everyone. It's good to be here.
Oh, look, it's lovely to have you. Now, how exciting. The third National LGBTI Conference is happening next year at the beginning of the year, before even midsummer, just before, in Williamstown here in Victoria.
It's very exciting. We just ticked over 400 registrations from all over the country.
Yes!
Which means we should have a gathering of 600 plus queer and allies, people from all over the country and the world, actually, on the 10th and 11th of January at Williamstown Town Hall. And the launch night, which is half full already, it's free for attendees. Yes, food and drink included.
Ooh.
And we're combining with Midsummer West for that.
Yes, the launch of Midsummer West Side, which is fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic, because that's why it's in the west of Melbourne at Willy anyway.
So. Now, I'll let you guys know, the Better Together Conference, it started 3 years ago, just after the Marital Equality Postal Survey, blah, blah, ooh, ooh, pff. Just after all that had happened, and it was the first national conference where all different intersectionalities of our communities came together to talk and listen and engage, sometimes fight, and find new avenues and pathways that we can have a collective voice as a community where we share the needs of individuals but also the needs of us as a whole. Because, Jason, we'd never done anything like that before on that kind of level, have
we?
Well,
not since the 70s and 80s when we used to have a homosexual conference in a very different era. Also found out this week, speaking to the lovely Jamie Gardner, that the first LGBT or homosexual lobbying or activity actually only happened in 1969.
Wow.
So we're not even 50 years into advocacy.
Yeah.
And the 70s and 80s, that homosexual conference...
You're making me feel like we're way behind.
I don't think we are. I just think we have a wonderful legacy. And so we've reconnected with those original homosexual conferences because now it's much broader gender and sexualities and stuff. And what's exciting about Melbourne Better Together is not only will 600 plus people be there, but we've got a disability standalone plenary for the first time.
Excellent.
Dr. Robin Oakes from Boston, in the US, who's a bisexual researcher and the key person in the world coming, doing a bisexual plenary. We have a queer refugees plenary. We've got the gay and lesbian chorus performing. We've got the Queens of Comedy coming down from Sydney to perform. We've got an evening with three trans and gender diverse artists, so Florin Douglas, Jade Starr and C.N. Lester on Friday night.
So good.
Great.
And caucuses. So there's a whole day-long trans and gender diverse non-binary caucus stages across the road here on Bourke Street, and that's been catered for and sponsored, and is free for any TGDNB attendees. And we've already got 50 people going to that.
Oh, that's so good. So that's amazing. Something that's really awesome. It's grown each and every year. The first year, it was here in Melbourne at the Town Hall. We were all, crammed in together, figuring out what we could do and how. Then last year, the second year with the conference in Sydney, saw, I think, one of the biggest meetings of intersex Australians that, we'd had in any time, all just coming together from all around the country, which was absolutely fantastic. And now, for the third year, to have the actual transgender caucus happening on the Friday in a separate space.
On the Thursday.
Yeah. On the Thursday in a separate space before the 2 days begins. It's so fantastic because, to be able to give the room and space for these kind of conversations and for the information and for the groups to be able to come together, like, it takes a lot of work and a lot of time. And when it started, it was just LGBTI and all different individuals have sorted out their own talking sections or what they're going to focus on within the groups. And this year, for next year, for 2020, we've got asexual
sessions, queer refugee sessions. The theory of change around it is that if we spend meaningful time together, we might actually like each other a bit more. And if we like each other a bit more, we might actually collaborate together. And that's
like
a better use
a
of resources, right?
So, I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it?
It sounds so logical, but to actually achieve it, it sounds so simple. And Jason has been, and the entire team from the Equality Project and the team that have brought Better Together, have been talking about this for our communities and for our avenues for so long. And it sounds so simple, but achieving it, not so easy.
Yeah.
It's hard.
And what's wonderful is Joy FM doing a live broadcast recording all the sessions. The LGBTI Health Alliance are managing the caucuses this year. Switchboard's managing the quiet room. Thorn Harbour are managing the volunteers plus the counsellors. So we've got counsellors and counselling room on
wonderful.
Site. there's so much pro bono time and energy coming from all over the place. We've got Frank Berglund, a trans man from RFSL in Sweden, coming back. We've got Mr. Gay India, Suresh Ramdas from Bangalore. We've got C.N. Lester, who's an amazing trans activist from the UK, coming. So there's a lot of good voices to come listen to. We've got a police session where the police are going to sit there and have a listen.
That's really important.
And especially like when we were at the Globe Awards and there were a lot of conversations about how we need to change the avenues for listening and pathways and engagement with the police so we can change what we're doing and how. I think that's really wonderful.
What's exciting too is even though we've got Melbourne coming up in a month, we're already working on Adelaide for January 15, 16, 2021.
Nice.
And that's going to have what we're calling a sage stream. So our elders, seniors, the people who have gone before us, intergenerational conversations. I'm really excited about that. But the other thing, and for the listeners to know, is that 31% of all of our attendees come on scholarships, and scholarships are still available for Better Together, and they're only $49 at the reduced price. We have senior pricing of $79. It's free if you're under 18. And there's an early bed pricing on at the moment still because we want
to
be accessible.
So where can everyone find all this info?
On the website, so equalityproject.org.au, or you can search Better Together Conference online, and it's all there. It's easy. Apply. We don't even ask for too many details. We just want you to come if you want to be there because the more diverse voices that are there, the better it is for everybody.
And we're talking scholarships. If you are able to, you know, give a bit more money so that someone else can come, because what I actually love about this conference is it really is this huge cross-section of ages, genders, sexualities, identities, mm-hmm. ideas, politics, emotions. So it is the most massive cross-section of something I've ever been a part of. And just to be able to be in the space has been really wonderful. Even allies, all just coming and listening and learning and engaging and connecting.
There's a whole stream for allies. So, and at Adelaide, they'll be even bigger. So if you're an external person, you can come and you can engage the space and not get your head chopped off.
So it's happening.
It sounds amazing. So inclusive and incredible. I feel like it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Cannot wait. It's our third national one. We've done a regional one in Canberra as well, and Adelaide will be our fourth, and it's just wonderful to serve and connect the spaces.
So it's happening on January 10th and 11th over the 2 days. You can jump to that website mentioned before and you can find your passes and get all of your details. We are going to be there. Joy is absolutely going to be there, as you were saying,
Jason. I think Frock Hudson's coming too.
Frock Hudson is absolutely coming. Frock Hudson's been the first, going to be at the second. You're going to be screaming to get rid of me.
part of the furniture.
I'm really excited to be a part of it. Joy is big. I think the SatMag crew, which is really
Saturday
exciting.
Saturday morning is the live podcast.
And if you listen to SatMag, like, that's some intense conversations that happen. It's going to go to a whole different level. I'm actually very excited to hear the levels and directions and conversations that Chas and Macca will go to during Better Together. And it's great that we have these kind of spaces and conversations that do all of that. But you're right. Also, Joy, we'll be recording all of the sessions that we can so they can be podcasts for everyone to be able to access who can't make it to Melbourne.
Good.
Which is so important. But if you can, whether it's for a day, an afternoon, if you you can look at the draft schedule
online.
It's just a draft, in fairness, but you can have a look at that and see what interests you or engages with you. Even if there's just one session that catches your eye, it's worth going to. I can't stress enough. I've gone to the past two, and it's really it's fed my queer soul in such a good way. And I've both shared, I've cried, I've talked, I've fought. You know, the beauty of our community is the passion in which we feel in so many different ways for so many different things. And spaces like this and creating the space for us to be able to have this happen, but to be also feel and possibly engage in different ways, and the avenues that can come out of it are just massive and huge, and I love it. And I've been talking a lot, so this is how excited I am about it. It just really, really fills me with joy.
Sam, I can't wait. It's going to be a wonderful couple of days, and I hope you all can come.
Well, Jason, thank you so much for popping in to joining us. Like you said, 400 tickets have been sold already.
So we're expecting 600, but there's room for up to 900 people. So you're welcome
to
come.
Yes,
no price issues, because we'll give you a scholarship if you need one.
There's room to listen, learn, engage, and build better pathways for us all together at Better Together 2020. Jason, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure. Good to be here.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Vic, Dean, and Em.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.